RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Recovery operations now underway at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Cranes lifting the first portions of mangled metal out of the water. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
It's not just that you have to remove the wreckage, it's that you have to do it in a way that doesn't cause portions of the bridge that are there across the water to shift. They've been under a lot of compression and tension. They could behave almost like a spring if they are not expertly managed.
Easter Sunday in Vatican City. Despite new concerns about his health, Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square this morning, leading Easter Mass just days after the 87-year-old skipped the way of the cross procession on Good Friday. Ceasefire talks are set to resume today between Hamas and Israel. The two sides are set to meet in Egypt and try and work out a pause to the nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip and the release of remaining hostages. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. March Madness is in full swing. Playing the brackets can be fun, but as Mike Moan reports, some people can get addicted to gambling.
A 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling paved the way for states to decide if they want to legalize sports betting. That helped fuel the presence of online platforms where people can place wagers through their smartphones. Wisconsin limits live bets to tribal casinos, but bettors can flock to some neighboring states for online access. Rose Blazinski of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says they're neutral on these laws, but still have concerns.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
To protect yourself from falling into traps, prevention experts recommend only betting what you can afford. And if troubling patterns emerge, they suggest things like deleting betting apps and switching to flip phones. Nearly 40 states allow some form of sports betting, but some do have restrictions for college games. The financial impacts of problem gambling can be obvious, but Blazinski notes that compulsive gamblers also have a higher suicide rate. And with mobile betting marketed toward young adults, she says this demographic should be considered high risk.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
Industry leaders note their ads come with disclosures about problem gambling and where to seek help, but prevention experts say they're not easy to understand, and they call for more broader funding to carry out assistance programs. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Mets 7-6. Milwaukee jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first and held on for the win. Tempers flared in the first game of the season Friday when the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins had a hard slide into second. Coverage on the Mets TV network.
A tough pickup from McNeil. They're going to call the out. They are. And then an overslide at second base by Hoskins. And we have some hard feelings as Hoskins has words. Both benches have emptied. The bullpens are joining it as well.
No punches were thrown. Milwaukee went on to win the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
That shows what Rhys is about. He's a big league ball player. He's sending the message that even when you're not having the day you like at the plate, you know, I'm going to play hard.
College basketball Marquette season came to a close after losing to NC State 67-58 in the NCAA's men's tournament. The Golden Eagles finished with a record of 27-10. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Nightlight, On Stage for Cancer performs live, and I'm joined by filmmaker Mar Garvey. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little rain and snow will give way to all rain, with temperatures warming to around the 50-degree mark this afternoon. Light east winds. For the overnight, rain continues. Overnight lows in the middle 30s. Rain chances persist into Monday. Right now, it's 37.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip parade and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. To go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock by your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Tony Bennett, the music of the stars. Good morning. Happy Easter. The Oscar winner, 1935. Gold Diggers of 1935.
Brothers, the producers of Gold Diggers of 1933, who also produced 42nd Street and Wunderbar
and Footlight Parade and Dames
and Flirtation Wall
now take pleasure in presenting for your entertainment a bigger, brighter, breezier show than any of their previous musical productions, Gold Diggers of 1935.
You might as well realize this now. Anne and I are going to be married.
Married? How perfectly ridiculous. I'll have you run out of the hotel. I'll have you run out of the state, you male gold digger.
My poor old mother used to get these dizzy spells. Nothing would help her but a glass of champagne.
Can I get you a glass of water?
I don't need a chaser. I need a drink.
The Oscar winner, Lullaby of Broadway 1935 with Gloria Stewart, who played Old Rose in Titanic, the music of the stars. Welcome, everybody. Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers.
smile on my face for the whole human race.
Why, it's almost like being sooner or later it's love.
And the music of life seems to be
like a bell that is ringing for me.
After all the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal.
The Ding-a-Lings, part of the Gold Diggers. Say, the Gold Diggers had one of the best Christmas albums, seriously, that I ever heard. I'm going to play it. Here's Dick Hames with the number two song. The 1935 Oscar is a loser indeed. Lovely to look at.
And now here is Dick Hames to sing that Jerome Kern ballad, Lovely to Look At.
This is from the musical Roberta, Oscar loser.
Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight. My most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you.
The Stars, the number two song. And I'm sorry to tell you that it lost, but then somebody has to lose. And that year there were a couple of losers, including Cheek to Cheek with Fred Astaire. But lovely look at, nice tune. Some people have fun with it today, but here's Irene Dunne, Fred Astaire. 1935.
Effect you cannot miss, and night and day.
Song in the Oscars 35 with Doris Day.
I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
At the Oscars, 1935.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Hey, cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you.
Classic in the 1935 Academy Awards. That's from the movie Top Hat. Hey, by the way, with all the hullabaloo, we've almost forgotten we got a vote Tuesday. Eddie Fisher.
If I'm elected, if I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever. Here's what I pledge to you: a platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We live in a white
the tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one you love. If I'm elected, if I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a star. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. Keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one you
defeat.
Dig a winter alder with Eddie Fisher. Perry Como next. The music of the star.
Speech.
Fellow cats, mesh your gears. Won't you lend your politic ears?
Here!
I have a burning message. Listen and I will quote.
Note!
I'll donate you a ham. A platter of fried frim-fram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
And a manicure, too.
I'm a hip candidate. Square deal for every gate. No waltzes by Brother Strauss. Cement mixer in every house. Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat. Parlez-vous, entre nous.
That's French.
Oui.
Little boot for two.
Two boots.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote one more vote, one more vote,
stuff
McDuff, lay it on till we get
lay
enough,
it on, lay it on.
When we win I'll pitch a ball at the city hall, vote with Z,
one more
Miss McNeil.
One more.
We'll cook up a groovy
cook
deal.
It up, cook it
get
up.
That feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
And you're as tall as the wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Man alive.
Get buzzing around the hive.
Around the hive.
Wanna will get you five. Squares a rake to take a dive. Landslide! Bring me home with the rebop-de-bop. Dig each hot rod souped up hip cat that's in the know.
In the know, daddy.
Make him vote, drag him in.
Drag him in.
Remember it ain't a sin.
Ain't a sin.
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
The seat, the suit, a reach, a root, a boot, a bout, a boat.
And I quote, hear me talking.
Won't you give me one more vote? Pouring across
the screen from the tumultuous pages of the most powerful bestseller of our time. Brimming over with the juices of rough and tumble life comes A Galaxy for Greatness, as two-time Academy Award-winning actor Spencer Tracy and four-time Academy Award-winning director John Ford create the most unforgettable character in screen history, Frank Skeffington. This is the whole rousing story of the man, his times, and his people.
Sir, you can't go up. No person who is not a member may go beyond the first floor.
And I don't wonder. The place is obviously a fire trap. Look at those banisters. Just look. Flimsy. And that door, is that a fire door?
Inspector.
Make a note of that.
I will, sir.
Look at that.
Got a pencil on you?
I was born here, Adam. See those two windows?
Uh-huh.
Martin Burke.
You mean the Cardinal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is it. We were all born down here together. Then drifted our different ways somehow. I guess I was about 6 years old when I met your Aunt Kate. I've loved her ever since. Do you know that your mother was the prettiest girl who ever lived in the Third Ward? Except one, your grandmother. Then you look exactly like her.
Do I really?
All the fun, all the fury of the book come alive. Spencer Tracy in the greatest role of his career.
You try to pull that on me?
Look, the marching and chowder club from the Third Ward is outside ready to go. Should we start the victory parade?
Debbie Ford, a motion picture so perceptively directed, so lavishly and powerfully presented, so perfectly cast.
Tonight, we're here to honor our presidential candidate, Patrick Leighton Paulson.
Thank you, Dave. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, members of the press, fellow Americans, my friends, esteemed brethren, citizens, fellow patriots, all television viewers, staff of the Smothers Brothers Show, excluding writers, the vast CBS network, President Kim LeMasters, all races and creeds, everyone on this planet within the sound of my voice, bigots, drunks, and perverts. My allotted speaking time has run out. So in conclusion, as I campaign through this wonderful land, kissing hands and shaking babies, people want to know my stance on the issues. The national deficit. Well, we'll just turn it into a government program, then we'll start cutting back, and then we'll eliminate it entirely. Social Security hasn't worked. Now, they started Social Security in the 30s to solve the old people problem, and now we got more old people than we ever had before. Why do we have to help them? They don't do anything. Just sit around all day. If they were 30 years younger, they'd be called bums. Kidding, of course. Now, we take care of the old folks in our family. Grandma Paulson lives right with us. We built a little lean-to in the back, and she's good company for the dog. Unemployment. Now, I was on unemployment once. Hated going there, long lines. Always made me late for work. Crime in the streets. Nothing to worry about. My sister used to walk the streets, never got hurt. As a matter of fact, she became independently wealthy. The draft. We had to start the draft again. Draft women. It could work. They could nag the other side into surrendering. Safe sex. Now, there are many ways to have safe sex. All of them are effective, and none of them are any fun. The surest way to have safe sex is to have no sex at all. Now, married people have been practicing this for years. One way to have safe sex is to imagine you're in bed with Willard Scott and wait till the urge passes. Mandatory urine testing. I'm against it. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him pee. I say let's not diddle in other people's piddle. A burning issue, of course, is our Central American policy regarding the Sandinistas and the Contras. They should be allowed to work out their differences and get together as one to become the International Nicaragua Sandinista Contraceptive Marching Band. In closing, folks, those are the issues. And remember the Pat Paulson for President slogan, I've upped my standards, now up yours.
A gang of good fellows are we.
Are we?
With never a worry, you see. We sing and smoke and live life merrily. No matter the weather, when we get together, we have a jubilee. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the news to me there? What's the news to me there?
Hail, hail, we're full of cheer.
What's the news to me there?
Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the news to me?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our reunion show, former presidential candidate Patrick Leighton Paulson.
I'm very excited to be here. 20-year reunion show with my close personal friends, Tom and Dave Smothers. I'd like to talk about the challenges we face in this election year. As I travel this great land, I hear complaints about auto workers being laid off, cheap imports, steel mills closing, the garment industry dead, foreclosures of farms, the homeless, pollution, problems of the aged, the threat of AIDS, child abuse, Middle East, Nicaragua, etc., etc. I hear these rumblings of discontent everywhere I go, and you know what I think? I think America ought to just shut up. I'm sick of this bitching and moaning. What's going on, get off of your butts and find somebody to take care of these problems.
is Robert Ryan.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin. And the White House is a big place to be lonely in. When you're all alone there staring into space, and you wish the man you ran against could be there in your place. It gets lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair. When some exercise would keep you feeling well, but a journey to the golf course and the country's gone to hell. When a bill to lower taxes must go on the shelf, and you'd really like to sign it to pay less yourself. When your speech is optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down, the White House is the loneliest place in town.
Jack Gressel on guitar.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
And Jill on mic.
You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sings a lullaby. You'll be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by. Under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. little wine, lots of soft pillows. You'll hold me so tight, we'll touch gently. I'll kiss that spot. Ooh, I'm coming home. I love you so much.
Jill Jensen. Jack Russell on guitar, local talent, none better. And Cole Porter, Rick Embach on vibes, Ernie Adams on the drums. Did I forget anybody? Oh, yeah, Marlene Rosenberg on the bass. Music of the Stars, WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. That's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
CBS News. music of the star. Yip Harburg wrote this. I'll be right back for two more hours on most of these civic media radio network stations. Music royalty. It's the Count. Basie, that is. Happy Easter, everybody.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.